Rangers Rambles.
All right, here we are. We're live with the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. My name is Jolt, chief host of the podcast, as usual. And joining me together is Tenacious.
Hello.
Next up, we have Gil.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Oh, my God.
Please, obnoxiousness. And last of all...
I should have thought of something funny to introduce myself. I should have thought of something funny to introduce myself. Maybe we can start again.
It's a bit late for that, though. We've gone on here. So yeah. Let's move on, though. And last of all, joining us to round out this panel of four is Red.
Red Kabuki is currently unavailable. If you wish...
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
We're a team of three now. You're joined by... A hedgehog, a squirrel, and a failed engineer.
Okay, so now in North Korea, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That just makes things a lot...
Of course.
Anyway, since we've kind of all gathered, though, I'll kind of start by revealing something you guys might just kind of enjoy, as this is finally... I finally have an update to show for it. Well,
something
for the Raiders.
Spill the guts.
And here we go.
Oh, boy. All right.
We're off to a good start. Ooh.
Did I mention that? Yes, this is my very own vinyl cutter machine.
Boogie likes.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All those stickers there, one day you are going to be able to see them on the Raiders shop front.
And let's see, like...
How much? I'll just throw my wallet at you.
Are they going to be available worldwide?
Or you get them at the Raiders... FurryRaiders.com/shop.
I want one so bad. Yes.
Yeah, indeed. That's the thing. We're negotiating on the shop front. Yeah.
Who drew these? Was it Denzel Smurf?
Yeah.
$50 each. Artist.
And there is, yeah. We're gonna
These are high quality stickers.
Package in bundles of 10, but you know, ultimately, you know, I do have to show you the end result of it all.
Ooh. Oh my, look at that. Looks so good.
That's very high quality.
Yes, I mean, these here are high quality stickers, too.
And you can get them at furryraiders.com/shop.
Well, furryraiders.org/store. Yeah, well, the shopfront domain isn't exactly ready yet, but.
furryraiders.org/store.
Yeah, but ultimately, though, it does prove that I have, it's an ultimate success, and more are coming. It's not just boxes that I'm planning to sell, but it's obviously I'm planning to sell my one. But, you know, just think of the prospects we're going to have with this sort of thing.
Truly glorious.
Oh, indeed.
We can post them in all kinds of cute situations.
True. Yeah, true, true.
It can be adorable and wholesome.
And yeah. I have to mention, too, just imagine if around, here and around ConSpace, dude, they seeing those Foxler stickers.
Oh my god, he has a Foxler sticker. Oh my god, what a bet now. Oh my god, yeah.
Replace the
freaking obnoxiousness.
Because the thing is, those stickers will probably remain in the hotel for years afterwards, because there's... At the Confuzzled Hotel, there's a sticker that's been in the lift for 3 years.
And it's still there.
I don't know who the character is, but it's been there for 3 years.
Here's what you do. If you stick it on, if you stick it anywhere, make sure it's a flat surface, and then get it wet, they'll never be able to get it off.
Oh, but I will say this. The stickers are actually made out of the good stuff. They're made of all-weather vinyl that has an effective lifespan of, well, technically speaking, 2 to 3 years, depending on the environment you leave it in.
Oh, wow. What if it's in a lift?
Well, it'll be kind of fine, though. I mean, other than just leaving it in, you know. She'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so good, yeah.
Can you stop that, please? I asked you to stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right.
Yeah. So that's pretty much kind of wraps it up, though. I mean, I know you want my stickers too. There's a good few particular ones that you'd want.
Yeah, we want your stickers.
Yeah. Why'd you have to say it like that?
Yeah, I want to stick my.
Of course.
Oh, I feel lightheaded.
Ah, well, I think we should probably. I think at this stage, you know, we'll begin with the officiated topics.
All right, send in the good stuff.
Officiated topics. This is complete chaos.
Yeah. So first of all, we've got a lot of convention drama going on. But we'll start with the Ant for Hire episode because they have just attempted to ban a popular artist as the guest of honor.
Hey everyone, please consider boycotting Anthrohio this year. They are bringing Tacklebox on as a guest of honor, and when confronted about this convern, responded very unprofessionally, as seen. There have also been instances of groping by staff and volunteers. Be safe.
As who is this Tacklebox?
Please avoid the pool area, and this reportedly where most of the groping incidents have occurred.
Oh, good grief.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's the accusations are always empty, and they're just, you know, because he's a...
Oh, yeah.
Tacklebox is a very talented artist, and I like his work a lot.
Indeed. And, you know, just one person to get salty and, you know, just plain. Like, none of this exchange, the whole complaint thing was just, why?
It's so bland, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know Tacklebox has already started, you know, I wouldn't say started, he's already gone into what the mob thinks is hot, is a lot of hot water, because they think he copied an inspiration from a real dog, and they found the actual dog's owner for it.
Hang on, are you telling me that the design for a dog-based life form in his drawing was based on a dog?
I believe so, yes. And people got so upset over it.
You telling me that there might be a dog out there that looks like another dog that a furry might have drawn at some point? Stop the presses.
My God, that's so bad. Like, my God. Stop.
Okay. It's... For real, though.
It's worn out. It has worn out its finger.
Yeah, I'll stop. Stop.
In essence, though,
go on.
No, I feel you.
I think this whole finger is just going to turn over their heads and just backfire again with the opposite of the intended effect.
Is that some dramas?
Yes, it is some dramas. Oh, my God.
Like, essentially, it just means that, you know, all of the people who get so uppity just up and leave, go out the door, and...
Yeah, I mean, some people are just going to be really tired of this shit.
Yeah. And then ultimately, you know, the people who just kind of enjoy and don't care would just simply go about and enjoy the comedy.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the con, I mean, to enjoy a party... Not for some political bullshit of this or that. I mean, let it have some
these
fun.
These people only believe in political bullshit. They don't believe in anything else.
They have no soul.
No, they don't.
They're hollow.
They believe that the entirety of society only exists to push their political bullshit.
Let that sink in for a bit.
Ultimately, though, yeah. You know what actually did happen, though, is... Something recent just happened at Anthrocon as we, and it's still something that's happening as we speak.
Oh, is that the kind of happening right now?
Oh, yeah. It's still ongoing, though. I'll show everyone who does this, though.
Everyone who was at AnthroCon and listening to this podcast, have fun.
Don't you worry. That's... Here we go.
Someone just dropped a stack of these on a table at the registration line, and I'm in love. Says Croy Doku.
It's the namesake of our episode for Ribbon Rampage, and look at that though, going mad, passing around those ribbons. Nazis, fuck off!
Oh yeah, those evil Nazis.
Where are all these Nazi furs I keep hearing about?
Well, yeah. Okay, I won't deny that they exist, but the Raiders aren't.
There are like three of them.
Yeah. We're just a bunch of idiots.
Creating a problem that isn't really there. They exist, but it's not really an issue. And if it's not a loud thing, then I don't think it's going to be an issue. You're just kind of creating a monster that isn't really a monster.
And they just, they just cry out wolf where there is no wolf.
Shout out to Blue Bear. No, let Joel talk.
Yeah. I do want to say something, though, that this is a scary precedent they're setting, because you type in the whole... You go in there, just type that into Twitter, and then you see how many people that say, hey, can you please bring me back a ribbon? Can any UK fur bring me back, ship me back a ribbon? Send me one to the dealer's table now. Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, dear.
Do you think if someone sold Kami for his fuck off, there would be the same reaction?
It would spur too. I mean, with the...
Yay, that wasn't real communism!
It was basically floated around, but... Yeah.
Why can't we say, that wasn't real Nazism?
No. That's thinking for a bit, right?
I have no idea what he said.
For example, they keep accusing Milo Yiannopoulos of being a Nazi, a gay Jewish man who's dating a black guy.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just everything the Nazis hate.
I think that he should be their gospel, if anything.
Oh yeah, that's it's even weird. Too.
What a strange world we live in.
It's there's also more to the story, because these people they're not letting up, and they're taking this ribbon passing to great levels. I am going to screen share something that it might make someone mad, because it's a well-known furry, but yeah, here we go. And
I mean, I'm getting messages from furries who've woken up with this slapped on their door, apparently just because they said something someone does. Okay, that's taking it too far.
Yeah, that's unhealthy.
That is actually taking it way too far. I can accept making the ribbon and whatever, but doing that to people is absolutely not cool.
It's almost like
they're stamping up people, and all it takes is nothing
but... We used to call that victimization.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Ironically, it's something the Nazis rather like doing.
You know, it's quite amazing when you look at this from the outside. In their headspace, they're doing the right thing by...
The right thing?
By... Yes, in their headspace, they
are. The far right thing.
They are actually doing the far right thing, believe it or not. But...
Yeah, true.
Once you look at this from the outside lens, this is like movie villain, movie cult kind of thing. You don't expect this kind of thing to happen in real life,
but it does.
It's actually kind of incredible.
Like, here's the thing, though. I mean, all it takes is nothing but a simple disagreement, and you don't like it, they find your hotel room and stamp that ribbon into your door. Oh
my God! Some stalking. My God!
Now you get don't like it. You are a Nazi now.
Now you should have to live with the label until you die.
Oh, it's...
You're Nazi now. Oh, do you disagree with that? Well, that's what you got here in the first place.
Oh, yeah, true.
But there's, oh yeah, there's actually a lot more.
I mean, at this point, I don't think there's anyone in the world who isn't a Nazi, according to them.
Oh,
yeah, those normies.
There's even a lot more that's going on for it, because now there's a lot, there's people here and around that you know, that are finding that the whole idea of passing that ribbon around not cool. Let me share with you something. So here it is. Read it out.
I usually keep my mouth shut about this stuff, but yes, we all hate them with a passion, but I'm not going to put this on my con badge for front and center for all to see, especially children and visitors. You don't need to know about this strife and drama.
What additionally, strife I'd rather deal drama? With this. It seems to be created exclusively by the lefty furs.
Additionally, I'd rather deal with this crap through the proper channels rather than giving them the attention they crave, thus expanding their presence. Don't feed them. Don't stoop to their level. Report, talk to staff, move on.
Now, just to wonder what people think of this, though. If you basically oppose the passing of these ribbons just because it's not family-friendly, guess what you are?
A Nazi!
But I do agree with what this guy says. If someone's creating, if someone's starting shit, just report them and move on.
Yeah, I hope they get blacklisted as well too for this kind of shit too. Until they learned their fucking lesson too, you know.
Well, the reason they're doing that is because they weren't actually starting shit. It was just an excuse for victimization.
Oh, by the way, you know what's absolutely funny too? I'm going to pop back screen share because one of the guys here, Zydex Unicorn, who is on the board of directors at AnthroCon, spurged out instead of spending time running the convention.
We must take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. We must take sides.
If this is the precedent set by the staff of AnthroCon, well,
this is going to age so well.
I find it ironic. He says his name is Be Good, Have Fun, Launch Nazis into the Sun. That's not very good, is it? It's not very nice.
No. Why would it ever be right?
Wish death upon people, of course.
What if it was? I don't know. Be nice. Have fun. Launch communists into the sun.
That'd be fine. Okay. I said communists, but like it's they're not polar opposites. But also, I think it'd be more impactful if you said like, "Be nice, have fun, launch unicorn into the sun." Just
making a baseless. I know
threat,
they're not exactly polar opposites. It's just fun to do because I'm an idiot. I know they're both tyrannical and so on,
but all the same, you know, something a little odd though. Just as we kind of closing this though, the staff response to this, the staff damage control for this was just very, very, you know, on the low side. Somebody basically got told by AnthroCon's authoritarian security he kept getting badgered to pull it off, and then he just bitched on Twitter.
Oh my!
I wish I could find the link though. I should have had it prepared. But ultimately, I think at this point, these idiots want to throw around their ribbons and say, "I'm virtue signal. Ooh, I'm so brave," without being opposed.
Oh, you know, wow! They're so edgy.
It's not brave if you face no opposition.
It's blandly stupid.
It doesn't matter what you're saying. It doesn't matter what you do. It's not brave if you don't face any opposition. If there is no risk involved.
Because there's been no like Nazi authority in power anywhere since 1945, which is almost before living memory.
Only communists, which is basically the same damn thing.
And because communists, of course, still exist in Cuba.
And Venezuela.
Of course, that too. And in Vietnam.
And what about North Korea?
That's
North Korea barely communist anymore. Then
it's just extremely authoritarian.
They even repudiated Marxism.
Mm-hmm. What about China in that case?
China, same sort of thing.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, just to one last sentence before this whole wraps up, though. At this stage, we might as well just call AnthroCon 2018 AntifaCon. Honestly, unopposed fingers, just unopposed ribbons being passed around, shonky staff response, and, you know...
come to Pittsburgh, get called a Nazi.
Yep. That's pretty much it, though. At this stage, though, if I think for all things considered, you might as well consider taking Anthrocon off your list of cons to visit.
Well, I wasn't,
planning, on going there anyway.
I wasn't planning on going there anyway, considering I live all the way in Germany. But
I actually live closer to Kabuki than I do to Anthrocon.
Hey, we have a bunch of conventions over here. I'll be hosting a game show at one soon enough.
Ooh, I may arrive if my passport comes in time.
So that's that for the essential topic of Anthrocon 2018. I mean, it's still developing, so I just hope
the Anthrocon shitfest.
Well, I don't think it's gonna finish on a high note. I really can't.
But, as it ever would.
No. But it could definitely stand.
No, it'll so finish much. On a sigh note.
Yeah. So,
anyway, what's our next topic, Jolt?
Well, that's basically a discussion on how, you know, how music video producers find these, well, incorporate fursuits into their music videos. Oh. I just found this
judge bitch
video.
Trash pandas.
Yeah, I found this synthwave video and you know, I had to look at it and surprise, they legitimately featured fursuit heads, as you will soon see. Well, the audio people have to take my word for it, but just have a look at the video. And you just have to wonder, are these the real deal?
Yeah, see us in this, sort of like this eye candy.
Those are actually really good quality suit heads as well.
True.
Like, it's so much better than the funky ones that mascot and movie producers find.
Yeah, but you know...
This is why I'm convinced that they're furries.
It's much better than...
Usually they use absolute crap, like in that CSI episode.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah,
well, there he is stealing the WD-40.
And ultimately, I'll just kind of stop it here, though. But this sounds like they really commissioned somebody, a fursuit maker, for a rush job to get this done.
Yeah.
Well, they delivered. Those are really good. These are really good quality, though.
I'd like to actually know who they used, because I might like to throw some money their way.
Their way, yeah.
Very well done.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, yeah, some people have asked, but the credit section reveals nothing at all about where they got the costume, sadly. But ultimately, though, at least somebody has the right idea of incorporating legitimate fursuits instead of going to Walmart.
Mm-hmm. And buying that carpet cutout bullshit.
Oh, but there is another one, though, another video that has featuring legitimate fursuit heads that you do might want to see. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Let's have a show.
And ultimately, this is a song called Cops Capacity.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, I think you heard about it some time ago as well, too.
Yeah, and the fursuit heads they feature are really, really, really legitimately the real thing. And they list the suit maker on it.
Oh, nice.
This looks suspiciously similar in style to the raccoon ones, so...
Could be.
They might
could
well
be.
Have used the same maker.
They
could be.
Well, the eyes probably, the you know, give the, eyes give the credit section a little bit more of a
the bit eyes more kind of remind me of Foxler.
I don't think Foxler is not an Alsatian.
I think should we at this stage, because we've got two polar opposites, should we honestly mandate cops and robbers to do, you know, to don fursuit heads?
Yes.
And fursuit parts, you know, at least in partials.
That'd be something.
When you arrest somebody, you ask, "What is your fursona?" And you have to, and then you have they have to wear that fursuit for the rest of their life.
And the funny thing about that, people actually do that. It's really damn cringy, though.
at least this is way, way better than what most movie producers will ever in their lifetime.
Yeah, see, these eyes are exactly like Foxler's.
It's realistic. It's the realistic style. I'll just kind of stop it here, though. But
indeed. You say stop, and then you leave it again and keep it going.
Yeah, well, that was the kind of the good part, though. But
okay,
sorry to be a buzzkill, but at the end of the day, though, you would honestly think that there are every single thing over has just not really not respected furries in the best, you know, in the best of your way.
They haven't been painted in the best light.
How do you think they should probably do it? Like, honestly, incorporate legitimate fursuit makers instead of, you know, getting all these mascots as tokens. But ultimately, though, the whole music video thing is just...
it's something.
Dodgy business sometimes.
Yeah, can really be some really dodgy business. Like the Lucifer one, right? The DeviantArt spawn.
Yeah, well, that was semi-okay-ish.
Yeah, but it's still good, though. Still good.
But at the same time, you have to wonder how did they even plan that convention not just in that time, bro?
Yeah.
But alas, it's just planning magic, though. Still.
And especially, too, like how they got to know about as well, too, right?
Yeah.
It ain't no ordinary party, too.
Ultimately, though, I mean... that's just ultimately...
go on.
That's just ultimately that, though. So I think we'll kind of move on from here now. This next kind of topic is just a little bit oddball here because this is something that I was a little shocked to see somebody do it this soon-ish. We're going off track of furry stuff now.
Seattle bans plastic straws, utensils at restaurants and bars.
What do you mean, ban?
Seattle bans plastic straws, and plastic utensils at restaurants and bars.
Yeah, but why?
Seattle looking for a plastic straw to sip your soda. It's no longer allowed in Seattle bars and restaurants. Neither are plastic utensils in the latest push to reduce waste and prevent marine plastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
And worst of all, they're like the first U.S. city, and they think they're going to be the leaders of being environmentally friendly.
Well, good.
Seattle, you produce more kerosene than most U.S. cities do.
So there's that.
When you read these sorts of things, you realize maybe how sincere are these people's motives when they do this sort of thing.
As if it ever was.
Hey, Seattle, how about you act upon your violent crime rates going way up lately rather than this?
I know, right? What even are priorities, though? Like...
people are going to enjoy it in the streets. Yes, but have you seen plastic straws and utensils in the river? Oh, you got to stop that.
This is going to age so well.
No. Ban assault plastic utensils and straws.
Got a license for that. Was it made in China?
But ultimately, though, you've got to realize something that you know, and I just went through the rest of the comment section tag, and then, you know, and unsurprisingly, it was just full of those, you know, the majority Democrats that Seattle is polluted with. And even they put hashtags like in resistance in it.
Resistance. Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. Everything has to always be like some sort of civil war, doesn't it?
We're fighting pollution by just sticking it to the straw buildings.
Yeah,
why does everything have to be a civil war?
Because they can't hold their shit in? I don't know.
They were watching too many movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know something, though?
What?
The whole thing that actually does get me a little amused is how they're going to come up with an alternative to traditional plastic.
Like, okay, okay, yeah. No. Hang on. Okay, so first of all, I can see them replacing plastic utensils with metal utensils. How the hell are you going to do plastic straws but not plastic? Abby Lakeman says, although Seattle is banning plastic straws and environmentally conscious, yay, the new law is very ableist and makes the assumption that everyone can live without plastic straws. Some disabled individuals use them daily, and the other options available are not effective. Case in point. Many disabled need plastic straws to drink, eat, take medications, etc. Here's how current alternative reusable options are a harm to us.
Yeah, that'll probably do it for that. But you look at that, and then they just realize, why couldn't they think of something more, you know? Has the concept of hard plastic eluded them?
Let that sink in for a bit.
Yeah, but ultimately, though, you go through the list and then you just realize one by one. Isn't this just...
You tell me.
Yeah. Well. And I mean, now look at them, though.
Look, we're just speechless, aren't we?
Yeah, like, and look at them. They're just trying their best, you know, to just...
I'm
the ableist crowd. And I'm just...
Proud, yes.
But, well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, the single-use straws, I mean, they've been for research for quite a bit of while, so we already know, I mean, what really works and what doesn't and what could be dangerous and whatnot as well, too.
Because we've tested them.
Yes, indeed. Ever since, like, a long, long while ago, too.
I'm trying to figure out Abby Lakeman's bio. Because, like, I'm understanding being inclusive and love all. Rainbow, okay, that's the gays. Peace, all right, I can understand that. Wheelchair, all right, I mean, I guess I'm just saying that, you know. But
sunflower,
star?
And then a...
Hippie.
What's that? Oh, hippie.
God, that explains...
What
yeah, but surely the hippies are all about, you know, sort of caring for the environment.
The peace is already a hippie thing.
Yeah, hippies would surely be against plastic straws.
Have we just gone like full triple hippie with Abby Lakeman?
Yes.
Triple hippie, the trippy.
The trippy.
Sooner or later, we're going to, you know, begin protesting again against the war in Vietnam.
Now, somebody might say, hey, you probably shouldn't be saying her name and all that and pulling attention to her bio. Well, then she shouldn't have posted that dumb shit.
We find these sorts of things, though. Like, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I find oddball stuff that I know, you know, people will be abused with, and I know, you know.
If you put something on the internet, it's free to be criticized.
Exactly.
Yeah. And here at the Furry Raiders, we basically pride ourselves on, you know, just doing just that.
Ripping the piss out of everyone.
Anything, and fair game. Other than that, though.
By the way, me and a friend of mine are currently debating with some idiots on Twitter whether or not Milo Yiannopoulos is a Nazi, a gay Jewish man with a black boyfriend.
That's a fun thing to do. Yeah,
it's almost as dumb as people calling. Okay. Here's some backstory.
I mean, it's like having a black Klan member.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You know.
Anyway, as I was saying,
let's double back though, and you know what? We're gonna criticize the Seattle Department's plan on how to, you know, enforce these plastic straws. And
I'll just talk about this later. His letter is to inform food service businesses that the use of plastic utensils, plastic straws, and plastic cocktail picks will be prohibited in Seattle effective July 1st, 2018. Compliant options include durable or compostable utensils, straws, cocktail picks. Compliant straws include those made of compostable paper or compostable plastic. Utensils banned include disposable plastic forks, plastic spoons, plastic knives, and plastic cocktail picks.
And ultimately, though, the enforcement section. Just read the highlights of it, though. They're going to fine people only $250 just for, you know, non-compliance.
That seems fair.
And
I mean, that's something out of Judge Dredd.
Oh, indeed. You're
a citizen. You're fined for non-compliance. $250.
How do you bleed?
And then he rolls off somewhere else with his motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
No. Mm.
What now?
Yeah, it's...
The funniest Judge Dredd strip I ever saw was one where he's riding around on his motorcycle and he sees a chap parking his car and he says, "Citizen, traffic violation, 9 years," and then he falls off somewhere else.
I like to pretend he snapped his finger, 9 years, and he just continues.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, you know, here's the thing. You honestly think the rest of the states are going to...
And I think in another strip, there was an explosion at a euthanasia center.
Yeah.
The terrorists who did it were sentenced to death.
Yippee.
You know, killing the euthanized is terrorism.
You know, yeah, that's back on track, though, but... You know, I'm genuinely surprised it wasn't either California or that Portlandia who started. Who I would have expected them to, you know, to lead the charge, however misguided they think they are.
Honestly, I think either what was it? What's New San Fran? Because there's a city that became San Francisco, but even more San Francisco than San Francisco. What was it?
Oh dear. San Francisco.
God, it started with the C, I think.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, I can't think of anywhere in the United States starting with C right now.
Was it Connecticut? No.
No, it's not that.
Connecticut's a state, not a city.
Never mind, I don't know much about the United States. But
I was just honestly expecting those two to be the first contenders, and instead we get Seattle, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, call that a surprise, I guess.
Yeah. But ultimately, though, I honestly doubt the rest of the states, except unless they're extremely red states, are going to follow through. They just went quiet.
Yeah.
I'm very partial to the color red. No real reason.
Maybe your East German connections.
Well, actually, not. I should probably re-correct that, though. I got the colors confused again. It's the Democrat states who are the only ones who are going to buy into it. Not the Republican ones.
You got it right. You got it right, because the red states, red is the Republican party.
Yeah, and they just won't buy into it, though, but the Democrat states are going to buy into it.
Oh, definitely. Another reason to run away from the blue states.
Yeah.
Escape from the plantations. Liberate yourself from the Democrats.
Ultimately, though, there's still some few states.
Well, of course, it was the Democrats who imposed segregation.
And a lot of other things, too.
And it was the Democrats who established the KKK.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, dude, and speaking of KKK, God. You should have seen how somebody in Arizona put up a Trump inflatable with him in a Klan robe.
Why did he have a Trump inflatable?
Because they want to protest him, like...
Because of generations have been bleeding?
Please tell me someone burst it.
I wish. But it's... Yeah.
Because all you'd need to burst it in Arizona is a magnifying glass.
That's what the 4chaners were trying to do to another Trump inflatable in London.
Oh yeah, because it's quite hot in Britain at the moment.
With enough weaponized autism, anything is possible.
Well, yeah, true.
hey, here's the funny part, though. The poll division in UK just say that they don't need a license to use those magnifying glasses to torch it.
Really now?
Well,
you got a license for that magnifying glass.
I mean, kudos to them for being creative, trying to stop the Trump inflatable, but
you got a license for looking at something really closely.
Ultimately, though,
my mom didn't used to believe that magnifying glasses could be used to start fires until I started a fire with one. Don't worry, I didn't burn anything of any utility. I burnt an old umbrella she was going to throw in the trash. But she said, can I try burning this with my magnifying glass? Because she didn't believe it would go up, but it went up.
All right. So we'll kind of finalize this and move to the final topic here. Just ultimately, you know, the weird things that people do. Well, the news advocates to dogs.
Oh, what, yeah. What a time to be alive.
But wait a moment. That's a pug. Pugs are Nazis.
No. Let him talk. Let him read it.
Dogs are turning to weed to cope with fireworks. What a time to be alive.
Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, marijuana is incredibly harmful to dogs.
Imagine the number of people who just poison their dogs.
But it's cool to advocate for marijuana, so what do?
Poison your pets?
Precisely. Alfie Edge.
We had it evil!
Like, I mean, you've seen people go passing around posting videos of their dogs being stoned, but this, though, the reason that they did this just takes the cake.
Indeed.
Like, coping with fireworks?
And you poison your own pet as well, too.
Oh no, the dog must be suffering from intense stress and PTSD from witnessing the fireworks.
Let me just curb his respiratory system for a while.
Since it's a pug, it's already a Nazi anyway, so they want them to die.
Not that. Pugs already have respiratory system malfunctions. Oops.
Fuck.
You know, something that kind of boggles me too was that the implication and the timing of this article.
Couldn't
July.
Be any better.
Independence Day, where all the fireworks just go off. What do they mean by this story?
This is gonna go so damn well. I'm sure of it.
Oh yeah, like oh no.
I just poisoned my dog. What do I do now?
No. Like you know, injure your dogs, make them stress out just to preserve your patriotism. That's what they're suggesting.
Well, of course, pugs are not American dogs, so it's okay.
I mean, where did pugs come from again?
China. They're from China, aren't they?
Interesting.
But in all seriousness, I'm just...
Well, I think they might be English. Hang on, let me check real quick.
No, they're right, from China.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're from China.
Yeah. All right. Now they got that out of the way.
Actually,
Chicago. Thank you, Edward Grassam. That's the one I was thinking of. Chicago.
Yeah. Might be it though. Oh, unfortunately, I'm there. But ultimately, they just have to ask themselves: how do you think the dog knows it's feeling stressed? They assume they're like this dog whisperer.
Most of them can't even understand what the humans are thinking.
I knew my dog was stressed when he was trying to grab the cigarettes and he was tapping his toes. He was telling me. He was saying, "Hey, I'm not feeling all right. I'm feeling a bit jaded. I'm feeling a bit under the
weather. Give me a joint,
Mary Jane."
Good lord!
That's what my pug said. Except he said it in much more Chinese, so it's more like, "Let me have that joint sometime."
No surprise to say the phrase that we can't say because Count Dankula got convicted for it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Ultimately, though, there is still just...
Hello, he says, I'm not a Nazi, but my dog is.
Let Joel speak.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right, though. But that was glorious, though, in that sense. He should have just used that in his defense. Just speak to my dog instead.
Really? I'm not the one who like, raised their paw?
Yeah.
The dog?
Yeah, nice accent, by the way.
Yeah. So let's kind of move on to this one little thing that just did irk. Is this even real? You tell me if this is even.
Simon Cowell diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Simon.
How is this a thing?
I have to ask myself that question too.
Okay, Simon.
Space year 2018. In the 70s, we thought we'd be on the moon by now. No, we're questioning our dog's gender.
Simon.
And all that bullshit.
I used to think you were so clever.
But no, he's mentally dead.
I used to enjoy him when he was like in the early 2000s when Idol was kicking off.
But no, Simon, those times are over.
So which one is it? Is it all of them? Is it two of them? Is it only one of them? Because he's holding three dogs right there.
And you know, you have to make the guess.
Maybe they're three maybe they're three dogs with one personality.
Am I supposed to tell which
one dog of it is? With three bodies?
Here's
maybe
the
they're
thing.
Siamese Cerberus. Twins. Siamese triplets. Cerberus.
Oh, and here's the odd little thing too.
They call his house Hades.
You got
it. Well, no, it would have to be the underworld.
Yeah, you know something too, like how
you would
actually know him for misgendering his dog. Shouldn't the dog, if he's dysphoric, be called Xur?
Shouldn't the dog be suing him for misgendering?
Yeah, true. Casually, just sip on tea, right?
Yeah. But it's
or nutmeg.
To be honest, I didn't even know if this was real or this was a parody given. But you know,
what do you think?
At this stage of the year, in this current year, you know,
we call that Poe's Law.
Yeah,
we call that Poe's Law when it becomes so hard to distinguish what is parody and what is real.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Thanks to Godwin's Law. I'm sure you've heard of Godwin's Law.
Yeah, I did.
When a conversation begins, it is inevitable, especially on the internet, that eventually someone's going to mention Hitler or the Nazis.
Exactly. Exactly, so, indeed.
So, but basically, all these people are invoking Godwin.
Yep.
Yeah. Worst possible ways too. And ultimately, though, I think just to bring this all back, because great, I feel almost obliged to go back to talking about that Anthrocon ribbon topic, just to see how you know.
Yeah, because that is actually a valid example as well too.
Isn't that targeted harassment if they're putting it on people's doors?
Yeah, that is targeted harassment too. Good lord.
And not to mention too that, you know, and that their logic is basically anyone who gets butthurt about, you know, about this ribbon existing is one. That's how you find them, they say.
Really now.
That's their logic. Who are we to, you know, who
judge them? Right, is that what we want to say?
Yeah, but at this end, at this stage, though, like, I mean, I just want to see how much, you know, damage control that freaking Anthrocon has to do at the end of this, if they have got any chance to salvage it, to not be called Antifacon going forward.
I think it's already too late for that.
It's genuinely
too late.
Let's be serious. It's probably going to end up like rain first.
Not when they have the city at their back, man. They literally have the city, you know, bending over just to let them march on the streets during their first suit parade.
Rain first? You mean like it's raining diapers, Con?
It's not comparable.
Anthrocon is a dumpster fire at this point.
But it's not comparable though. But at this point, the city they have to do something crazy for the city to officially, you know, withdraw their sponsorship, and then they'll probably go. Because, you know, Pittsburgh has basically... They're just so enamored by Anthrocon.
They're such a crazy city because they can't even pronounce their own name because it's meant to be Pittsburgh. But they're dumb idiots. I mean, do they pronounce the word though? When they say the word though, do they pronounce it thog?
No, it's thog. Obviously.
Don't you
know anything?
alas, though.
This is gonna age so well. I'm sure of it.
I know. I know. It's. I think they just. They're basically just screaming massive. You know, just beating their chest, saying, you know, ooh, no, no Nazis in their own space.
Booga booga, no Nazis. Urgh, I'm triggered.
Pennsylvania should just defect from the United States at this point and go and join Russia.
Become a red state?
Yeah.
Speaking of...
the reddest of states. welcome to communist Pennsylvania. All right.
Hold on. Let Red speak for a moment.
In 3 hours, Russia will be playing against Croatia, and Sweden is currently playing England in the World Cup, and England is winning.
We've got a ooh.
Good God!
So, sweet.
Get your teeth and biscuits ready.
It's coming home, lads.
I hope they win just because I hate Sweden more.
Well, Sweden's a mess, I know, but Croatia was the surprise underdog for me.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, England are not going to win. They've never won. They've only won once in the
1960s. Yeah, 1966.
There are allegations that that one was rigged anyway, so...
The English believe that they have a chance at this one because this is their 66th World Cup and they won in 1966.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
a correlation.
Oh, that is just edge, though. This number 66 is already a bad sign.
This can't be the 66th World Cup, can it? Because it's held every four years.
No. It's their 66th World Cup.
The British.
No. What I'm talking about, because they've actually only been in the World Cup since the 50s.
Yes, this is their 66th World Cup.
Well, yeah, but it's not held every year. It's held every 4 years.
Then it's the 66th World Cup.
And, England's probably been in every one of them. I don't know the history of it, but, well, it just...
I want to give it to England this year, I don't want to give it to Sweden.
They almost feel like they're basically hardcore numerologists for the wrong reason.
If this is the 66th World Cup, the World Cup would have had to be going on for 264 years. Which it hasn't, because the game didn't even exist 264 years ago.
Mate, I don't know. I'm just reading our stats.
Anyway, I think it's high time to kind of wrap this up. A little kind of closing statement for this week's crazy.
Yeah, it's been very hectic as well too, right? Chaotic at best.
Well, it's chaotic here as well, because we've currently got the fires going on here.
Indeed.
And you're going to give wheat to your dogs, you know? Poison them with a little marijuana.
Yeah. Well, don't have any pets, but ultimately, though... At the end of this,
have pets, but my mother has currently confiscated my cat. She loves him so much.
Oh, but anyways, go on, Job.
Ultimately, though, I just want to look forward to is the final conclusion to Anthrocon and just how they're gonna have to deal with all this fallout or not at all.
How this train wreck is gonna end.
Yeah, because now there's a lot of people, and now they're just not happy to be dragged into
the Buffy car will run out of beer.
Have they ever been?
People aren't happy to be dragged into the political spotlight now. And, well.
Oh, no shit. I love being branded as a Nazi. Oh, no. I mean, why would anyone hate that, right? Yeah. Oh, no. Right?
Yeah.
My God, how could anyone hate that? Right, Tenacious? My God.
Yeah. So,
Nazis!
So in all that note, though, I think this is a wrap. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it as much fun as we had, you know, sourcing out the news for you and finding all these unexpected situations. As usual, I, your chief host, say, until next time, see you around.
Sayonara!
Thank you, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this one as much as I did, and I look forward to the next one. So we'll see you next time, and until then.